Chinese operatives are using shell companies to slip within range of U.S. military bases. This could put America's most powerful weapons at risk. Welcome to China Uncensored. I'm Chris Chappell. Remember Operation Midnight Hammer? That wasn't the name of a Sweet Iron Maiden song. It was the top-secret U.S. B-2 bomber strike that rained down the mother of all bombs onto Iran's nuclear facilities. Those B-2 stealth bombers came from Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri, which will also soon house the B-21 Raider, the Air Force's newest stealth bomber. Big things are happening at Whiteman Air Force Base, so it's probably a problem that it shares a fence with a trailer park owned by Chinese nationals with ties to a Chinese intel-tied fraudster. Security in the U.S. is a joke, funnier than anything I could have come up with. Those same Chinese nationals own or have owned a bunch more properties across the Northern American continent. But I'm sure they're nowhere near any sensitive areas, because surely reality can't be this crazy, right? Someone please say right. For some years, they owned Pecan Grove Mobile Home Park in Oglethorpe, Georgia, which is located just around 35 miles from Robins Air Force Base and 50 miles from Fort Benning. They also owned two properties in Pontiac, Michigan, which are less than a mile away from General Motors and its Global Propulsion System facility, which developed stuff for the U.S. Department of War. The worst part is U.S. Representative Mark Alford, a member of the House Armed Services Committee, told NewsNation that he talked to the former commander of Whiteman Air Force Base, who retired 2 days before the Midnight Hammer strike. And apparently, he wasn't even aware the trailer park existed. How? You oversee some of America's most important strategic assets, and you don't even know what's right next door? It's like a bouncer at a nightclub not seeing who's next in line. Just turn your head slightly, dude. So who are the Chinese nationals connected to all this? Well, according to the Daily Caller and business and property filings across Missouri, Michigan, and Utah, the properties involve a web of shell companies that are ultimately owned by Esther May and Chung Hu, a couple living in Canada. Like a soup, when you add flour to it, the plot thickens. There are many reasons to believe that they are linked to Chinese intelligence. For one, social media posts uncovered by the Daily Caller indicate they're members of the New Federal State of China, or NFSC, which claims to be an organization whose mission is to take down the CCP. But here's the thing. It was founded by Miles Guo, who, aside from having multiple aliases, including Kilometers Guo for everywhere outside the U.S., probably, he's a highly suspect individual. This is the same Guo who made a name for himself as a Chinese billionaire turned dissident asylum seeker. He looks like someone China's going after. The CCP's enemy number one, NFSC says. But Guo's definitely someone I wouldn't want anywhere near China Uncensored. And not just because he looks like he has a plan to defeat Inspector Gadget once and for all. You see, back in 2024, the U.S. government found Guo guilty of racketeering, conspiracy, and various securities fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering charges. Worth over $1 billion. Honestly, that's not even why I don't want him near the show. That volume of crime is frankly impressive. I almost admire his criminal work ethic. But there's also a chance that despite the image he sells of himself as a dissident, he has ties to the CCP. According to the New Yorker, back in 2017, Chinese security officers visited Guo in New York shortly after he released a public letter to Communist Party leaders where he suggested he could use his influence and resources on their behalf and asked them to assign me a clear targeted task so that he could demonstrate his patriotism and support for President Xi. The only way this could be more incriminating would be if he said, I want nothing more than to be a double agent for the CCP. Please, don't tell the New Yorker. Adding more suspicion is the fact that the FBI found a lot of sketchy things in Guo's U.S. properties, including 29 cell phones, a cell phone scrambler, multiple passports, and gold pins with symbols of the Chinese Communist Party. Given how the CCP frequently weaponizes anti-CCP movements to infiltrate and spy on pro-democracy activists, I wouldn't be surprised if NFFC was secretly a front for Chinese influence operations. If you want to see an example of what I mean by that, I recommend that you check out this video I made. The link is below. So if Guo has ties to the CCP, chances are the Canada-based couple in his organization does as well. There's more evidence to indicate that May especially is connected to Chinese intelligence. The Daily Caller found that May was a member of a Vancouver firm with Chinese offices that, under a slew of different names, formed an investment company in the Suzhou Industrial Park. A Chinese government-controlled zone that has housed at least 17 companies sanctioned by the U.S. government for supporting China's military, and formed partnerships with several Chinese state-owned enterprises, including one that is an investment arm of China's flagship Thousand Talents program, which steals technology to help modernize China's military. Meanwhile, some of the staff at May's company have direct ties to the CCP, including a deputy at the 11th National People's Congress of the PRC, a former staff member for a United Front influence entity, and someone who worked at the Chinese State Council's National Development and Reform Commission, as well as the 863 and 973 programs. The same programs that are responsible for stealing U.S. technology and sensitive economic information, and advancing China's military. They have more Chinese ties than the men's section of a department store. These are the kind of people who work in the same company as May, who in turn owns the trailer park right next to Whiteman Air Force Base. But both May and Hu are just a drop in the bucket. As you may have already heard by now, many Chinese nationals have bought property near U.S. military bases. Not only in the U.S., but also in other countries like Palau, Japan, South Korea, Switzerland, and more. This has been going on for a while, which is why there have been calls to increase scrutiny of Chinese land purchases, especially when it comes to farmland. Old Xi Donald bought a farm. This is a huge threat to American national security, not only because of what Chinese spies could take out, but because of what they could bring in. Look no further than Israel and Ukraine. They were able to unleash complete devastation after slipping drones behind enemy lines. But it's not just land property buyouts we need to keep an eye out for. We especially need to watch out for China buying up companies, especially the kind that manufacture critical materials that keep our infrastructure and military up and running. In fact, China buying corporations could do a lot more damage to U.S. military readiness than missiles and drones. If you want to see how the U.S. government messed up big time in addressing that, then I highly recommend you sign up to ChinaUncensored.tv and check out this newest deep dive. It explains how China dominated rare earths in a way you likely have never heard had you not joined. So click this button to go to my personal website before it's too late. I'm Chris Chappell. Thanks for watching.